بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن عبد الله بن عمر بن العاص رضي الله عنهما أن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه أراد سفرا فقال: يا نبي الله أوصني. قال: أعبد الله لا تشرك به شيئا. قال: يا نبي الله زدني. قال: إذا أسأت فأحسن. قال: يا نبي الله زدني. قال: استقم وليحسن خلقك. حضر عبد الله بن عمر بن العاص رضي الله عنهما, he narrates that Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu, a great Jalilul Qadr Sahabi, he wanted to travel on one occasion. So he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, "Oh Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, awsini, give me some important advice." There are so many lessons that come here that when a person is going on a journey, then he should meet the elders, the seniors, before he departs. And he should take advice from them also. Firstly, he should make mashura that the journey that he is going for, whether he should go, should not go, what he is going to do. And if he has to go, then he should go and ask for advice. How should I conduct on this journey? Just general advice. This is from the teachings of Islam. So he wanted to travel. So, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me advice. The first thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "U'bidillah la tushrik bihi shay'a." Worship Allah, do not ascribe anything as a partner with Him. In other words, protect your iman. That you are traveling now, you are going to be out of your comfort zone, you are going to be away from your family, your friends, from people that know you. Safeguard your iman, protect your iman. Worship Allah Ta'ala, do not ascribe anything as partners with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When a person travels, then it's very, very possible that he can be influenced by the environment that he's going to be in. He can be influenced by the people that are there. So the first thing you need to guard is your iman. So this is a general advice. Wherever we go, the first thing we must make sure is, my iman must be in order. I mustn't be neglecting my salah. I mustn't be neglecting those a'mal and good deeds that I used to do while at home. You find that people are traveling for the specific reason of disobeying Allah Ta'ala. They can't do it in their hometown. Too many eyes are on them. So a person is traveling to go and do wrong and haram in another place. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala shows us also as a lesson. So many years ago there was a person that came to a certain area and very, very well looking, well built, and he's after one girl in that place. So I was a witness to it. Anyway, one of the senior brothers advised him, "Brother, no, shouldn't be doing this, etc." Allah Ta'ala ka karna, you see, Allah Ta'ala made it such. He met that brother again in Durban, and see, he got a whole family, wife, children, everything. But he's after one girl in a remote place, away from Durban, hundreds of kilometers away from Durban. Why? Because nobody will see, nobody will know, no one knows his profile. So through social media, a person is making contacts. I know of a family here, one girl came all the way from Italy a few years ago, all the way from Italy to meet him over here. The family got together, very good family. So you can't do all this. He was on the phone. That girl was infatuated with him. She ended up here. They made a Muslim, whatever it is, quickly, and they made the nikah also. So this is happening. One place we went, it's so clear this brother is disguising himself. He doesn't want to be seen. You can see his beard. Say the noor of iman, you can't hide it. You can see the man is a Muslim. Dark sunglasses, covering himself up. He's walking with a woman, she doesn't look like she's Muslim. And he's going, and it's a remote town also. Allah Pak save us, Allah protect us. That if maud comes like that, what will our condition be? It happened before. Person's maud comes and he's in a company of these type of people. What will happen? I know of a brother, he also passed away. Allah Ta'ala forgive him. Allah forgive him. He also passed away. Hafizul Quran. So he was playing with this one girl. Both of them were doing drugs. That girl died. The whole thing came in the news. He was caught with her. She was in the room. And both of them were doing drugs and she died. So everything, and he was married also. Married person. Allah Pak Seva. So person is traveling, to be very, very careful of safeguarding our iman. So the first thing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, protect your iman. So he said, O Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, give me more advice. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِذَا أَسَأْتَ فَأَحْسِنْ. When you do some wrong, then immediately do some good action. Hadith says that the good action will cover up for your evil action, will remove the effects of the evil. So like example, a person makes dhikr of Allah, makes tawbah, istighfar, he did some wrong. By mistake, he ended up doing some wrong. He made istighfar, made some dhikr of Allah, he did some good deed to cover up for the wrong that he did. So it will remove the effects. Otherwise, what will happen? Person can get more involved in sin, can go deeper into sin. Then he said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me more advice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, istaqim, remain steadfast. This is a whole talk on its own. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَطْغَوْ. That a person should not transgress the limits, should not go off course, should not follow the ways of the kuffar, remain steadfast on Islam. You find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, other sahaba radiallahu anhum giving advice, and they are advising the person, Muslim, that istaqim, remain steadfast on Islam. Just stick to Islam and the teachings of Islam. And the last part which is linked to this chapter, وَلْيَحْسُنْ خُلُقُكَ. And also when you're dealing with the people, you're traveling now, and you're a Muslim. So when you're dealing with people, make sure your character is good. Person is at the airport now, make some sabr. Sometimes, you know, in a shop, airport, they can see you're Muslim. So if we show good character, how Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Rahmatullahi, people were won over, people accepted Islam because of his akhlaq in the airport. So how our akhlaq, now if you start shouting the people there, start shouting them, start swearing them, and behaving in an uncouth manner, then what will happen is people not look at us as individuals and say, see, this is Muslims, this is how Muslims behave, this is what Islam teaches us. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to